Construction of the Momentary in Bentonville is underway. In 2015, Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art announced plans to transform a 63,000-square-foot Kraft Foods plant into a space for visual, performing, and culinary arts. Located just west of the 8th Street Market, the venue is expected to open in early 2020. Yesterday, officials gathered with members of the media at The Holler, a restaurant at the 8th Street Market, to offer an update on the progress of the project. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda attended the event, and she has this report.
Crystal Bridges has made art easily accessible to Northwest Arkansas residents, thanks in part to free general admission. Because of a multi-million dollar gift from Walmart, that will continue at the museum's new satellite venue, The Momentary, where Levin Bertels is the director.
The mission of The Momentary is to be a dynamic, innovative, multidisciplinary art space, a satellite to Crystal Bridges. And we want to really champion contemporary art and its role in everyday's life. We are very strongly feeling about that unique position in the demographic heart of the U.S., connected to the world, and we want to welcome all. So it's very fitting that Walmart, as part of their commitment to enhance the quality of life in Northwest Arkansas, are today announcing a gift of $2 million to provide access and innovation projects at The Momentary.
Those innovation projects include festivals, major exhibitions, artist programs, and culinary offerings. Julie Gerke with the Walmart Foundation says they want this venue to be a place for everyone.
We want this to be a place where you come and experience the art, whether culinary, visual, performing, unlike you would anywhere else and unlike you have before. And it really is, we believe, this mix of people that make that happen.
Wheeler Kearns Architects is the Chicago-based firm overseeing the adaptive reuse project. Design and site work is now complete, so the new construction phase is underway. The old dairy plant is being renovated to include galleries, studio space for artists, a small black box theater, kitchen, cafe, rooftop bar, and flexible indoor gathering areas. Outdoors, a green space will be created as a place to host concerts, festivals, and community events. Officials hope to test the outdoor space with a concert in the fall of 2019. As the project remodels an old space into a new one, Levin Bertels, director of The Momentary, says they are embracing the history of the building and the region as they move toward the future.
Before this was a dairy plant, it was an apple orchard, and it had been from when Arkansas was formed as a state around the 1830s. And before that, obviously, this was Osage Nation hunting grounds for the Osage peoples that would come from what is today called Oklahoma and would come and hunt here for at least half of the year. Testament of that is, of course, the many flintstone arrowheads you find in this region around Beaver Lake or here when you dig deeper. And we want to reflect all those layers of our history.
One way The Momentary is doing that is by working with Addie Roanhorse, a graphic designer, mixed media artist, and resident of the Osage Nation Reservation in eastern Oklahoma.
Whenever I got an email from Levin, and he started to tell me about this Momentary, I was kind of taken back just because I've had so much respect for Crystal Bridges and what they've done to, you know, the middle of the country when it comes to arts and how important it is to expose children and everybody to really good art.
Roanhorse has created design elements for the building that are inspired by traditional Osage attire. The patterns will be etched into the building's entryway, loading dock, and elevator tower glass, and play a functional role in filtering light.
We're full of tradition. There's a certain tradition, it's called finger weaving, and it's literally done by hand. There's belts that are made. The design basically came from that, and I just took it down to its most simple form, and it just started working.
That simple form is a series of triangles that is reminiscent of arrowheads. The pattern is quite fitting because arrows also play a role in the Momentary's logo, which was unveiled at the preview event. The emblem is the letter M, which is comprised of two large arrows pointing upward and one smaller arrow pointing downward. Director Levin Bertels says inspiration came from arrows found within the former Kraft plant.
There is a beautiful and actually quite coincidental resemblance between the arrowheads you see in Addie's design and the arrows that you see here. But those arrows, funnily enough, came from the building that we are taking over. There's a lot of arrows on all the pipes, steam, milk, water, drains, all other kinds of pipes that you found in that building that were pointing in all kinds of directions. And we typically found them with a very simple, bold, clean typeface, which was typical for industrial buildings, I guess, which is a kind of highway font that you also find on all of the American highway panels. And so we've actually embraced that as the basis for our visual identity.
The Contemporary Arts Venue has also launched its social media accounts with the handle @TheMomentary on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. The Momentary will open to the public in early 2020 with a preview concert in the fall of 2019. You can find out more about the venue at its new website, themomentary.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Once the Momentary opens, officials anticipate forming partnerships with the nearby Brightwater Culinary School. Newly opened trails will also connect the Contemporary Arts Venue to the Razorback Regional Greenway, providing access for pedestrians and cyclists. A link to a video documenting the progress of the project can be found at our website, ozarksatlarge.com.